ça roule.
Okay, so Timmy, can you please give me back the information about you? Describe your family.
I have two daughters, Sianna. She's 5. She's in kindergarten. She recently received a IQ award. And I have a 4-year-old. She's a little me, little tomboy, follows me around. Everything I gotta do, she watches and follows. We like to do everything together. Everything from skating to going out, eating, blah, blah, whatever. Yeah. Just a close little family.
And now I would like to know a bit more about your past.
Past.
Okay, so this morning when I was in the office, I heard that you were talking a bit about your past, your experience with education, with Marie. You were saying that, you know, you've been following school all your life and you haven't developed the, you know, hands-on skills and stuff like that. So I really want you to explain, give us a feedback on how you grew up, the education you've been going through. Tell me about you, your background, and speaking about education, your education.
Education. My educational background, it's pretty much 10 school. In our family, it was attend school, get secondary schooling, get a job, blah, blah. Just what to meet the educational requirements to work or start a career. Nothing hands-on, just stole Southern-based history, Southern comprehension. That's how we grew up. It's just school. Nothing cultural, nothing. Nothing cultural, just basic schooling. And I pretty much lost my mother tongue, my language, Inuttituk. When I was younger, my uncle and my friends' fathers used to take us hunting, show us what we need to learn. And with schooling, I guess all that information or whatever just pushed it out. I couldn't speak Inuttituk, just understand it. I lost interest in going out, and then it wasn't until later on I needed something, I didn't know what. I moved back to Pond Inlet, where my family originates from. There I found my culture again. Just love the land, it's so peaceful. Stress, depression, whatever, we go out, feel better, we'll eat country food. It helps us as well. And with my family, there's only Inuttituk. We only speak Inuttituk. So pretty much culturally grounded from moving back and gaining the education as I learn younger, our culture education, the things that help us survive and live peacefully or without problems.
For you, for a foreigner like me or François, for example, how would you best explain what is the Inuit way of learning? Inuit education, traditional ways of education.
The best way of learning for Inuit, they've been doing for generations, is hands-on or watch and learn. Behind you.
Oui. What? Okay. We're going to start with that.